News Trap and The Laird. He grew up within smelling distance of the river. His mother worked at the garment factory that made the river smell bad. He wondered how she came home smelling so nice. After school, he let himself in with a hidden key. The entire neighborhood knew where the key was hidden, but no one else would dare use it. That key was protected by the idea of a dragon that was his father. His father would beat 7 different types of shit out of whoever used that key without permission, then another kind of shit out of his son for blabbing about its location, if he'd blabbed or if he had not. So the key would be there, protected by the idea of a dragon, and there'd be a note from his mother telling him to toast the stale bread and save the fresh for dinner and leave enough milk for cups of tea for everyone, but to drink the rest, they'd be fresh in the morning. He'd been cut by a piece of broken glass at school, a deep gash to his thigh. His mother had been called, and then suddenly he was in the back seat of the factory owner's car while his mother in the front seat worried about how she'd pay the bill for this proper doctor across the river they were going to see. Later he heard the doctor tell his nurse that the factory owner was an old friend and he would pick up the account. His mother heard this too. From the time they were dropped off at the park around the corner to the time that he was locating the hidden key to let them into the house, she had made him fully aware that he could not tell his father who had paid that bill, that she would think of some way of explaining it before his father got home. Occasionally he would run into the factory owner, who would smile and ask how that leg was coming along, but he didn't know what to say, and he would turn his head and walk away. Later he felt ashamed about how he treated that kind man, and when he thought of him, a nerve in his thigh twitched like a second conscience. At the age of 7, Lloyd Atlantic, detective, learned that not everything was as it seemed. It was then that he began to pay attention to all the details, observe everything said and done by all around him. His own mystery was the first he solved. It was no surprise to him when, a decade later, and alone in the little house by the river, he was informed that he was a wealthy young man, thanks to the will of the factory owner. Trap and the Laird is supported by some to keep it free for all. For details, please see the show notes.